This is Amy Heard, editor of Breaking Christian News. Recently, it came to our attention that a U.S. military chaplain is in danger of being stripped of his status because he prays in Jesus' name. Chaplain Klingenschmidt has sent a letter to President Bush regarding this, and I had the opportunity to interview him about this battle, which we felt is important enough to make available to our Breaking Christian News readers.
Now, let me just go back a little bit. How long have you been serving as a chaplain in the armed forces at this
point? Chaplain for 3 years, and before that I was a missile officer for 11 years.
Okay.
So I was an Air Force major, and I volunteered for a demotion and switched services to become a Navy chaplain because the Air Force wouldn't let me be a chaplain. So I had a demotion ceremony, and they cut my pay and they sent me to sea.
You have received awards for your service. What kind of rewards have you received?
The Chief of Chaplains selected my program as the best community service program in the Navy because I led sailors every Friday to feed homeless people. The same Chief of Chaplains, the same man, wrote to me and said, if you pray in Jesus' name, you're denigrating other faiths.
Wow. Now, at what point did you encounter resistance from these superiors concerning the way that you pray?
On day one, as soon as I became a Navy chaplain.
Really?
I reported to chaplain school 3 years ago, and they have mandatory lectures to all junior chaplains telling them not to pray sectarian prayers in public, but just to pray non-sectarian. So a Muslim chaplain can't pray to Allah. A Jewish chaplain can't pray publicly to Adonai. A Roman Catholic is not supposed to invoke the Trinity. And an evangelical is not supposed to use the J word in their public prayers. But everyone's just told to pray to God and say Amen. Well, I protested that. I wrote an academic paper, and I said that Title 10 of the U.S. Code allows me to conduct public worship according to the manner and forms of my own church.
Mm-hmm.
But they said, well, hypothetically you have that right, but we think you're an immature chaplain. So the chaplain school director told my new commanding officer that I was an immature chaplain, and so my commanding officer used that as grounds to tell a Navy board in writing to end my career. The CO wrote to a Navy board, and he said, Chaplain Klingenschmidt overemphasizes his own faith system, and he was talking about my prayers, but also my sermons, because I was punished for a sermon that I preached in the pulpit, in the chapel, optional attendance, and I quoted the Bible. I quoted John 3:36. Well, he called me into his office on Monday morning, and he said, Chaplain, you can't say that if there's unbelievers in the audience, because you might offend people. And so he sent me to a senior chaplain who agreed with him and said, don't quote John 3:36 in the chapel if there's unbelievers in the room, because you're not being inclusive of all faiths. So they punished me in writing for my sermon.
Now, that was an optional service, right?
It was an optionally attended memorial service in the chapel, and I was burying one of my deceased sailors who died in a motorcycle accident, and he was a member of my flock.
Uh-huh.
This was a man that I led to Christ preaching that same sermon.
Wow.
So, the ironies here, I mean, only God could have orchestrated all this, and
yeah,
only the devil could be behind the other side of it.
Right.
But for them to punish me for trying to honor my sailor's faith dishonors the memory of the deceased.
Yeah. Now, you said that you've written a letter to President Bush asking him to sign a renewal of commitment to a law that has been on the books since 1860. What exactly, I think you alluded to it before, what exactly does that law state?
It should be quoted in the text of my speech. It's U.S. Code, Title 10, Section 6031. Here's the exact quote. An officer in the chaplain corps may conduct public worship according to the manner and forms of the church of which he is a member.
Well, that's pretty clear.
I think it's very clear. They're not talking about private worship. They're talking about public worship.
Uh-huh.
And that means out in front. But this week, in fact, last Friday, admirals in the Pentagon claiming to speak for the President of the United States have stripped me of my uniform and said that if I pray in Jesus' name in public, that I have to wear civilian clothes.
That's not all that you lose. You lose everything. Your retirement, your family is ousted from the place that they live at this point. Is that correct?
Yes. My contract expires on 31 December of this year, and the requirement to earn contract renewal is that I have to have a positive letter from my commanding officer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't have one because he told the Navy board to end my career. And so I had to appeal to a Navy judge. And unless the Navy judge overrules my commanding officer, then I'll be out on the street without a job, no retirement after 14 years of good fitness reports. My wife and dog will be evicted from military housing, all because I pray in Jesus' name.
Wow. So now Article 10, stating what it states, is just so clear. I mean, is this only recently that these kind of politically correct influences have seeped into armed forces chaplains in the teaching of that? Is that just a recent thing? Are you the only one to encounter this?
No. In 1998, the chief of Navy chaplains signed a policy memo that said, if we pray in Jesus' name, we should exclude ourselves from participation as the prayer giver. And that policy memo is on my website. All the Jesus name issues are right there, including the 98 policy memo, which I complained. I said, I want you to revoke that memo. It's illegal. But the chief of chaplains then wrote back to me and said, no, I'm not going to revoke that policy because if you pray in Jesus name, you're denigrating other faiths.
Now, on that same note, you conducted a prayer service for a time on a ship, is that right? And you had different people praying according to their different faiths, is that correct?
Well, every night at sea, and it's at nighttime around taps, around 10 p.m.
Okay.
The tradition on all ships is that somebody gets on the ship's microphone and says a short prayer. And I ask permission to share the prayer with many diverse faiths. I told my CO, because he said, he complained that too many of my prayers were based on the New Testament. And it was about 60% New Testament, because I like to base my prayers on Scripture.
Uh-huh.
But he said, too much New Testament. And I said, well, tell you what, sir, why don't we share the prayer? Let my Muslim sailor get on there and say a prayer to Allah. Let my Jewish sailor pray in Hebrew to Adonai. Let my Roman Catholic pray in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And I'll just pray in Jesus' name on every fourth night. But he said, no, chaps, I don't like that. You keep saying the prayers, but from now on I want you to pray Jewish prayers.
Ah.
So for 8 months I obeyed him, and I prayed only from the Psalms. But even after those 8 months, he told the Navy board that Chaplain Klingenschmitt overemphasized his own faith system, and he was talking about my prayers and my sermons.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty obvious, and you probably see it this way too, that it's really a battle of darkness and light, huh?
I think it is, and I think the Lord's hand is in this. The Lord wants to awaken America to the reality of what's happening. Over 65 Navy chaplains have been suing the Navy since 1999 because of issues just like this.
Really? So you're not the only one?
No, I'm not even in that lawsuit. But 65 chaplains have been suing the Navy because they can't get promoted if they pray and preach the wrong way. And most of those 65 chaplains are out of the Navy now because they couldn't get promoted.
Wow.
So I'm just one example. This has been going on for many years. And Congress needs to hold hearings. The president needs to enforce the law.
Mm-hmm.
I'm concerned now that if these admirals who claim to be speaking for the president are telling me I can't pray in Jesus' name in uniform, then there's only two possibilities here. Either the president agrees with them, or the president has lost control of his military, and they are doing things against the law that the president will not enforce.
Now, I understand you're on a hunger strike at this point. Are you hoping to just draw a greater awareness as you do this?
Well, I'm hoping to draw God's attention. I fast and I pray as a spiritual matter, and I suppose a side benefit is that my phone has been ringing off the hook for the last 2 days.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be on Sean Hannity's radio show this afternoon, Tucker Carlson's TV show later tonight, and I've been corresponding with Bill O'Reilly's producer trying to get on there.
So now let me ask you this. What have been some of the soldiers' reactions?
Well, I think the sailors generally that I've talked to have been disappointed in the Navy's leadership about this. I think they know that I went to bat, for example, for my Jewish sailor.
Mm-hmm.
And 84% of my crew responded on a survey saying the command chaplain cares for all denominations regardless of faith or belief. And so just one example, I requested kosher meals for my hungry Jewish sailor.
Mm-hmm.
And they said I was too adamant and I was causing a stir at headquarters by insisting that we feed this kid. Well, then when they didn't give him enough kosher meals, he lost 17 pounds. And even after all that, the commanding officer, I have his secret emails, which I obtained by Freedom of Information Act. The commanding officer conspired with a senior chaplain to punish me for advocating too strongly for my Jewish sailor.
Now, what can believers do to help you in this battle?
Call the president. The president is collecting tally marks for every phone call that comes into the White House switchboard.
Really?
And when that tally mark hits a quarter of a million, he will lift his pen and sign the executive order.
Has he stated that directly?
No. But there's some magic number that they're waiting to get. They did say 200,000. Let me correct that. I was on a conference call with Claude Allen inside the White House, and when Jay Sekulow's petition drive reached 100,000, Mr. Allen said, well, that's pretty good, but we need 200,000.
Huh.
So the number I read in this morning's Washington Times is that it's at 173.
Really? That's not very far away.
No, we're not far away, but if everyone would call the White House switchboard at 202-456-1414, we could put this over the top.
All right. Now, do you have any other people behind you, backing you up, such as the Liberty Council?
I've emailed with Matt Staver, and they are agreeing to represent me if this has to go to court later on.
I see.
But my first goal is to appeal to Congress.
Right.
I met 11 members of Congress last week and one senator, and they're all universally supportive of my position.
They are.
Looking at holding hearings on this issue.
Well, good. Well, it's obvious that God is using you to stir things up there.
Well, I'm drawing attention to it. And I've been a whistleblower since April. My website has been going on there. You know, it's mushrooming, and the Lord is adding the increase of public awareness, which is exactly what the president needs. He cannot do this unless the public cares.
Yes, that's true.
Because otherwise he'll be perceived as too religious.
Okay, so we need to call the White House today and take action on this. Let me just ask you one thing. Lastly, how are you holding up, and how is your family holding up through all of this?
I feel strong. I am ready for battle, and my wife is worried about me. And I think that's probably normal.
Okay, well, we'll urge our readers to be praying for you and for her as well through this battle.
Thank you.